Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now.
Worship him in other tongues. Uramakashandre Kriyalabakaria. Oh, Randakaria Tabahan Narvadaya. Restelo. Restelo.
Let's listen to this message. In tongues, the Bible says there is the gift of
tongues.
He is a mountain. President Trump is a mountain of joy, wisdom, and faith. What is he?
A mountain.
Who is he?
A mountain.
How is
Welcome to Fearful Symmetry.
Hello, everyone. It's President Donald J. Trump, and it's Trump time. Check out this red beauty. It's one of my new watches. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know exactly what it's for, who it represents. It's really going to be something special. It's for your favorite president. Get your watch today at GetTrumpWatches.com. Please make a great gift. It's Trump time.
The Red Beauty Watch is only one of the many magnificent President Donald Trump watches you can proudly wear on your wrist. It's affordably priced at $499, and you can wear it on your wrist. True lovers of the president may even prefer the Trump Victory Golden Tourbillon watch. Made from 18-karat gold, decorated with 122 diamonds, and brandishing the great Trump name, the Golden Tourbillon watch is priced at $100,000. You can wear this watch on your wrist. Just go to GetTrumpWatches.com before these exquisite timepieces are all gone.
And now, Fearful Symmetry presents Mount Trumpmore, the true account of one patriot's journey to commemorate Donald Trump in all his due glory. Part 1, The Dreams of James Dansworth Pumminger.
I had a dream. Now, I don't want to get all self-important here, because I'm just an ordinary American, someone who cherishes God and country and family, just like you. So I can't tell you why I was given the dream. But I had a dream in which President Trump appeared to me as a mountain. And in the dream, I was in awe, looking up, way up, at this towering mountain, which I knew somehow was President Trump. And I felt a rumbling and a quaking as if Trump, the mountain, was trying to tell me something. But I could not understand what it was. It was all just too powerful for me. The next thing I remember, I'm in a green valley, basking in the golden rays of a beautiful sunset. And I see a herd of white buffalo moving across a great river. And I hear a voice in my head saying, "Turn around, turn around." And so I turn around. And there, way in the distance, who do I see but President Donald Trump? He's wearing a blue suit and tie and his red MAGA hat atop his head, and he's standing there in the middle of this great green field, and he just beckons me with his hand. He beckons me to come, and I start walking toward him. but it's a struggle to walk. The ground is all soggy, like I'm slogging through a great swamp, so it's slow going. And then I realize that I'm not wearing any clothes at all, and I'm ashamed that the president will see me like that. But I see him raise up a gleaming golden sword, and I just gotta follow that sword. And I keep coming toward him. I keep coming toward him closer and closer until I realize that's not a sword at all. That's a shining golf club. Now, I can't say if it was a putter or a seven iron, but it was golden and glowing something fierce. And I finally reach him and I start to kneel before him. I don't know why, but I just do. I kneel and he reaches out with that golden club of his and he touches my forehead. And I hear his voice saying,
"Make it so, Jimmy. Make it so."
And that is how it all began. God's honest truth. That's when I first got the idea that has changed my entire life. Now, this was the summer of 2017. The man had only been in office for 4 to 5 months, but I believed, and I'm a real history buff, right? I believe that it was already obvious that Donald Trump was the greatest man, the greatest president the nation has ever seen. I don't think there's anybody else even close. So when I woke from that dream of mine, I immediately thought, Mount Rushmore. President Trump has to get on Mount Rushmore. So that's when I started my Put Trump on Rushmore campaign here in Lima, Ohio. And with my buddies in the Chamber of Commerce and whatnot, that campaign gained a lot of steam. It turned out that lots of folks felt just like me. Wherever I went around town, people were telling me, "Jimmy, you're so right. We've just got to do this." And then one morning after church, my pastor spoke to me about my dream. And he said to me, "James Dansworth Pumminger, I believe you've been called by God. You need to journey to Mount Rushmore and get yourself a firsthand look-see at everything there." Well, I had a couple hardware stores to run. I'm no fancy pants jet setter, but I felt like, well, maybe it was God telling me to do this. So by golly, I had to do it. I took the truck and drove some 20 hours to the Black Hills of South Dakota, and I saw it with my own eyes, the great Mount Rushmore. And I'll tell you, for a patriot like me, it felt like I had made a pilgrimage to a sacred site. The mighty faces of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt, carved in stone, great men. And Lincoln too, heavily flawed man, but important to history nonetheless. And when I gazed upon these figures, a feeling of American pride swelled in my chest, so much so that I could almost burst. And I thought of my President Trump. Now, he was different than these men, of course, you know, not quite like George Washington, not quite like Teddy Roosevelt, but in some ways, maybe a little smarter, maybe a little better, a man of the people. And that day, I could see in my imagination a fifth head carved in the stone all the way to the right next to Lincoln, a new and beautiful head with the powerful, reassuring gaze of our noble president. I could see it clear as day. It was magical. It was magnificent. It was my destiny. And I returned home with renewed dedication to get the job done.
July 13th, 2024. It's now commonly known as the day God intervened, when an assassin's bullet nearly took the life of our own President Trump. Who can forget the moment immediately after he was shot, when he stood and pumped his fist into the air, telling his supporters that they needed to fight, fight, fight. Now the brave history of that day can be your own. The Donald J. Trump Fight, Fight, Fight sculpture can be yours for only $59.99. The stirring statue is the exact replica of the one displayed at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Let it be a stark reminder of the enemy we must battle every day. You can't get this devotional object at Walmart or Amazon. It's only available at GodBlessTheUSA.com. Go there now and prove your dedication.
Sneakerheads, hop over to GetTrumpSneakers.com to cop the freshest kicks in the USA. They've got a new limited edition Trump Gold High Tops, and you know you gotta have it. Boldly stamped on the side with Trump 2028. Oh yeah, 2028, baby. These golden sneaks are legit fire. Yours for only $799 a pair. GetTrumpSneakers.com.
And now back to Mount Trumpmore, part two, Wonders and Tribulations.
Now, have you ever heard of those GoFundMe things? It's on the web. You describe the project that you want to make and folks from all over donate money. It's like passing around a big collection plate. Well, that's what we did. And we got some nice donations right off the bat. But then, oh my goodness, apparently, someone told the president about our project, and he tells a reporter that it was always a dream of his to be on Mount Rushmore, and you know, Shazam, that changed everything. Suddenly, all the media came calling. Newsmax did a big story on the project, and Fox News came here with their cameras and lights and pretty reporters, and they interviewed me, and goodness, the money started to roll in. Now, I happen to have a cousin by the name of Jebediah Miller, lives in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and he's what I might call an artisan. When he's not working on rebuilding old forts, he creates devotional metal works. I mean, beautiful art sculptures. Some of them depict angels tenderly looking down at the baby Jesus, or maybe the Savior walking on water, holding aloft the American flag, just all sorts of spiritual and inspiring things. Well, I hired him to create a 5-foot-size replica of Mount Rushmore that shows President Trump up there along with all the other great men so everyone could see just how amazing this would look in real life. And dang if Jebediah didn't come through for me. That miniature Mount Rushmore was superb. It was a vision. I called it Mount Rushmore Perfected. Because all you got to do is gaze upon it and your heart starts pounding. It is perfection. Now, I got Jebediah's daughter, Georgina, to take some pictures of this new Rushmore. And the images got circulated all over the web, which is what we wanted. And before I know it, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, is calling me on the phone, and she is all in. By golly, that woman loves President Trump as much as I do. And she says to me, "Can you send me this model of yours so I can present it to him when he visits Mount Rushmore on July 4th? Well, how about that? I didn't even know he was going to be out there. So I immediately say, "Yes, ma'am."
Well, thank you very much, and Governor Noem, Secretary Bernhardt.
So sure enough, our Commander-in-Chief goes out to South Dakota on July 4th.
Special hello to South Dakota.
Gives an amazing speech, as usual.
We will not be intimidated by bad, evil people. It will not happen.
There's incredible fireworks in the sky. And then the governor gives him our figure of Mount Rushmore Perfected. And you know, the president is a modest man, a man of manly restraint, cool customer, right? But from what I hear, he He was just gushing over this miniature, just tickled pink. And I'm thinking, well, this is all coming together sooner than I figured. This is really gonna happen. But you know what they say. When man plans, the Lord laughs. Truth is, nothing good comes easy. So day after President Trump himself endorses a whole project, the so-called superintendent of Mount Rushmore decides to open his yap and tell the media that there's no more space up there for another sculpture. No more space. Can you believe the audacity? Now, I don't know if this fellow was a Democrat or not, or part of the woke virus, or just some negative Nancy, but that's what he said. And then all these lefty engineers got to pipe in, saying in their expert opinion, there's not enough stable rock up there to add anything else, blah, blah, blah. And well, everything sort of died down after that. That was a real setback. But let me tell you something. I was never giving up. I had the dream, didn't I? So I just switched the gears a little. I told folks, okay, forget about adding a new head on Mount Rushmore. How about replacing an old one? So with the quiet blessing of the White House, our group started advocating that President Trump's head replace the head of Abraham Lincoln. Now that just made plain sense to me and a lot of other patriots. You know, history doesn't stand still. It moves on. We're always telling a new story. And the biggest story in American history is that of Donald J. Trump. Lincoln doesn't make a whole lot of sense anymore. The man is incredibly overrated. I mean, he's got his head on the penny and I think that's about enough for him. But eventually, you guessed it, some liberals caught wind of this and raised a real stink, just a barrage of hateful, contentious, and ungrateful remarks. And at the time, President Trump, well, he had his hands full, battling one political dilemma after another, COVID and whatnot, so we just felt it best to bide our time for a little while. But then in 2020, well, the whole roof fell in. They rigged the election, Crooked Joe Biden slithered into office, and those Black Lives Matter militants and transsexuals rioted through the streets of America. We knew this was not the time to commemorate President Trump, so we just had to be patient and endure the dark days of that anti-American, radical Marxist reign, trusting that better times lay ahead. That's what we were praying for anyway.
Are you a Christian patriot? If the answer is yes, then you need to go to GodBlessTheUSABible.com and pick up the only Bible in the world endorsed by President Donald J. Trump. Not only do you get the Word of God without any discouraging wokeness, but you get the Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. Constitution, and the original Ten Amendments, before all the later misguided ideas about slavery and women voting. The God Bless the USA Bible can be purchased for as low as $59.99. But if you want a truly blessed book, and I mean truly blessed, get the President Donald J. Trump Signature Edition, where each Bible features his very own hand-signed signature, all for the low, low price of $1,000. And you know what? That comes with a free God Bless the USA gift bag, normally a $19.99 value. So what are you waiting for? GodBlessTheUSABible.com.
Hey men, you do know that women are drawn to guys with money and accomplishment, right? Well, it's time that you can at least start smelling like success. Do yourself a favor and order Victory 47 Trump Cologne. This limited edition product features the iconic golden statue of President Donald Trump with each and every bottle. So you know it's the real thing. Available for only $249 at GetTrumpSneakers.com. And trust me, the ladies, love that smell of power.
And now back to Mount Trumpmore, part 3, A New Day.
You know, in my opinion, sometimes the Lord just says, enough is enough. And when some scumbucket Antifa terrorist tried to shoot down our President Trump, well, a holy hand had to intervene. That was the moment when everyone realized this man is truly anointed. He will fight, 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 and lead the righteous to the light. And everything after that failed assassination attempt? Well, it's been peach pie and sunny skies. Now, they say there would be a new day and a new earth when Jesus comes back. I think we got a taste of that when the last election rolled around and America said, please come back, President Trump. Lead our nation to glory, sir. And so he did. So he did. By spring 2025, he had the beautiful bill signed, and he was saving the economy and locking up all the marauding foreigners and ending war everywhere. And if he's not the greatest president in American history, brother, then who the hell is? Just look around. There's a new wave of patriotic fervor in the land. And with that wave has come a renewed dedication to honor President Trump in a profoundly lasting way. Folks were coming to me saying, it's time. It's past time. Let's get the president up on Mount Rushmore. Let's do this. Anybody get in our way, we'll crush him. And I was saying, all right, let's get the job done. But it was then that I had the second dream. And it's kinda like the first one, only it's cold, real cold. I'm in the snow, and I'm looking up at a great big mountain, and that mountain is President Trump, right? It's him, I can just feel it, you see? And this mountain is rumbling and quaking just like the last time. And again, I'm struggling to understand what it's trying to say. And then I hear the sound of a ram's horn. And I hear the word,
behold.
And something makes me turn around, and I see way across the distant snowy valley a golden orb approaching me. And it's gliding over the snowy plain. And as it gets closer, the orb seems to transform to a vehicle of some sort. And then I realize, that's a golf cart. That's a golden golf cart. That's his golden golf cart. And sure enough, there he is, President Trump, driving his golden golf cart. And he's dressed in his golf clothes and his red cap, and he's looking all presidential as always. And he comes to a stop right in front of me. And I kneel again. Now I'm freezing and shivering. My legs are covered in snow, but I kneel before him. And he takes out his glowing golden golf club. And he touches my head with it. And he says to me,
my own mountain.
And he beckons me to turn. And I turn around and look way up again. Way, way up at the very top of that great mountain. And there are all these majestic bald eagles circling around. And I see it. I see it now. I see his face alone, his own mountain. I got the first dream wrong. I got it wrong, you understand? I wasn't being told to put President Trump on Mount Rushmore. The man needs his own mountain. He is a mountain. And that became my new direction. My new mission, my new gospel. I spread the word that our glorious leader needs his own mountain, and that it shall be called Mount Trumpmore. And it would be big, way bigger than Mount Rushmore. And let me tell you, this plea did not fall on deaf ears. Folks supported me immediately. They were committed. They were surprised like me just how obvious this was. Of course President Trump needs his own mountain. It's all just common sense. And at first we went back to South Dakota looking for mountains that were bigger than Rushmore. But really, nothing out there felt magnificent enough. We needed something huge, mighty, a memorial that would stand for ages and ages. And that's when it came to me, like a lightning bolt from heaven. McKinley, Mount McKinley, Alaska. Now, you might remember that the very first thing President Trump did after re-election was to restore the rightful name of Mount McKinley. Barack Hussein Obama had changed the name of the mountain to Denali because of some woke nonsense. Nobody knew why. But the real name of the mountain was McKinley, after President McKinley, and President Trump restored that which was only right and proper. But between you and me, nobody remembers anything about President McKinley. Let's just say it, the man was not highly rated. On the other hand, everybody on planet Earth knows President Trump. He will be remembered in 10,000 years. This should be his mountain, not McKinley's. This should be our Mount Trumpmore. It rises over 20,000 feet. That's big, bigger than big. That's four times higher than Rushmore. By God, that's the highest summit in America. It's perfect for President Trump. Can't you just see his face up there now, all enormous? That's why I was cold in my dream. The mountain has to be in Alaska. It's just got to be in Alaska. And now, well, sir, it's all happening. We've got righteous billionaires bringing in the big money. We're assembling top engineers and architects and artists. And there's plans for a museum up there and a church and a casino and a luxury hotel and a huge ballroom and an Air Force facility for secret rockets and the world's largest dome golf course. And the center of it all is the glory of President Trump's massive face. It would be a tribute that would stand for ages, like the pyramids, like the Sphinx. Better than the Sphinx, we're talking about the largest monument in the entire world. His face will be visible from outer space. It won't just be Mount Trumpmore. By God, we're on the way to creating Planet Trump. Can you imagine it? It's truly amazing. And it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We can do it. America can do it.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored.
He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
President Trump is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. President Trump is marching on.
I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps.
President Trump is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. President Trump is marching on.
You've been listening to Trumpmore, a production of Fearful Symmetry. Written, performed, and produced by Bob Paris. Music from Audio Rezout, Legacy Ali, Holisna CCO, and a series of semi-deadly robotic sound machines. Special thanks to President Donald J. Trump, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, whose moral courage made this episode possible. For more information, please go to fearfulsymmetry.org.